The only time I bring my phone into the sanctuary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn in your Pew Bible to the New Testament, page 71, Luke 10, 1 to 11, and 16 to 20. It's page 71 in the New Testament. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and it welcomes you, eat what it is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is near.'" And down to verse 16. "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Everybody's got their Bibles open to page 71, right? In the New Testament, you ought to do that. It'll make it quicker. I don't know if it'll be quicker, but it gets you in the Word. That song, "Thy Word," that the girls just so eloquently and wonderfully sang, this is what we're supposed to do. Not only because it's a good book to read, but it's His Word. And we know in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, and the Word took on flesh and dwells among us." And it's the Word of God that abides in us as we partake of the bread of life and His blood which is shed. He is in us figuratively and physically, because you receive bread, the bread of life, His body given. You drink the wine, His blood, which is shed for you. Jesus is in you, and we should be in the Word so that the Word is in us and we understand it. There are many parts to this. And since this is a communion Sunday and we've had a wonderful children's message and a wonderful message and song, I'm going to hit 3 points. I know, don't faint and pass out. I want you to go to verse 3. He says, "Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves." Jesus is sending his, you know, and keep in mind, in chapter 9, before this, he sent the 12 apostles out, essentially telling them to do the same stuff. Now he's picked, depending on translations in the scriptures, either 70 or 72. These are 35 or 36 groups of men. That's just the tradition, okay? It's not saying that the women weren't good. And actually, there probably could have been women in this. It doesn't say they were men. He says followers. So 36 or 35 groups go out, and he gives to them, "So I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves." Well, why is that? Wow. What happens to lamb in the midst of wolves? They get devoured. That's risky. It's dangerous. Because, you know what? There's trouble in the world. And as a Christian, you're out there doing what Jesus commands you to do, and guess what? That's going to put you at risk. So anybody who thinks, "Oh, I'm going to become a follower of Jesus Christ, and I don't have to worry about another thing. It's going to be smooth sailing." Got news for you. The more you're following Jesus Christ, the more you're going to face tribulations and trials. The more you're going to have challenges that face you. So, he says, "Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road." Well, wait a minute. I don't have anything to support me. Now, he doesn't say anything about credit cards here. So, maybe you could carry a credit card in your wallet or in your pocket. But in that day and age, they didn't have credit cards. No bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. In other words, he's saying your mission is to go to these towns, because Jesus is following afterwards. He sends them to the towns to go into those towns and spread the gospel, the good news. Tell them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Don't tarry. Don't take part in any of these challenges or anything that would dissuade you from getting to the point where I want you to go, because he's sending them into towns that he's going to come into later. And he's sending them so that they'll understand and have a taste of this message before he gets there. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. So you see in John chapter 14 and other places in the Gospel of John, John tells us that Jesus says, "My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives you peace, but peace." Here's the thing. Peace is not just the absence of warfare. This peace that Jesus Christ gives is a blessing. And he's empowered and given authority to these 35 groups of men, women, these 35 groups of disciples to go out. And he wants them to say peace in this household. In other words, this is a tangible item that can be transferred and given. "And if anyone is there who shares in your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you." So this is an object, a feeling, a presence, that if it's rejected, see, here's the first one, Jesus sends to the entire world his peace. And it's up to us to accept it. Because if we reject it, if we reject that blessing, if we reject Jesus Christ, he'll have no part of us. "Remain in the same house, eating, drinking, whatever they provide." In other words, don't be complaining. Take what they give you and enjoy it. Verse 8. "Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.'" So this is all positive. Go in there, share peace, into that home. Good stuff. And that's healing like a peace is connected to the goodness and salvation. Accepting and receiving Jesus and the good news is a powerful purpose and a powerful reason. That's what they were sent to. And here's the other side of that. Because when you have a choice, there's the upside and there's the downside. Normally the downside is when you reject the option. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go into the streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off and protest against you. You know this, the kingdom of God has come near. You see, whether they accept it or reject it, the word is proclaimed. The kingdom of God is near. He goes on to verse 16. Because this is after they've all come back and they've had these wonderful stories about what has happened. And it's like, wow, this stuff really works. You told us we could do it. And they did. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. Whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. You see, it's not just Jesus telling them. It's not just the disciples telling to the other people. This is the word of God. This is the embodiment, the empowerment of God. And if you reject that, well, there are consequences. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name, even the demons submitted to us. He said, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Go. Proclaim. Give them the opportunity. Pass to them that blessing that God, through Christ, gives to each and every one of them. Give them the peace of God. Even in cancer, even in death, even in travail, even in any kind of trial or tribulation, the peace of God can still be with you. You may not realize it when you're in the depths of things going on, but He's there. The other piece is that when things work and you get this tribulation and trial over with and it looks like you've triumphed, don't spend all your time looking in the mirror and saying, look how great and glorious and wonderful I am. Look at me. Take joy and pride in the fact that Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father is working through you. And because you've allowed the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you, your name is written in the book of life. That's the ultimate benefit. Share peace. Have shalom. Give it to others and serve Him. Shalom. Peace.